Police are investigating a targeted shooting in North Delta early Thursday evening, December 14, that left one person hospitalized in critical condition. The shooting occurred in the 11,100 block of 82nd Avenue at about 5:45 p.m. Police say one person was severely injured and remains in hospital. The avenue remained closed between 110th Street and 112th Street for several hours while police investigated the incident. Shortly after the shooting, Surrey RCMP responded to a vehicle on fire on Southridge Drive near 54A Avenue. Noting the recovery of a burning vehicle following a shooting as a hallmark of the recent spate of violence involving the ongoing BC gang conflict, Delta Police Department investigators have since taken over that investigation, believing the two incidents to be related. Anyone with information about either the shooting or the burned vehicle, including CCTV or dash camera footage from the area, can contact the DPD's investigative team directly by calling 604-946-4411 or emailing tips@deltapolice.ca. To remain anonymous, call Crimestoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. Naturally, community members become concerned any time a shooting or other significant violence occurs in their neighborhood. This incident is no different, Acting INSPE James Sandberg, public affairs manager with the Delta Police Department, said in a press release Friday afternoon. The DPD would like to assure the public that this shooting was targeted due to those involved being associated with the current BC gang conflict. In addition, currently, this shooting has no direct links to other recently publicized investigations involving violence which have occurred in the Lower Mainland in the last couple of weeks. See also, police investigating shots fired in Newton. Sandberg said the ongoing gang conflict is driven largely by the lucrative illicit drug trade which, despite historical, current and future enforcement efforts targeting those involved, continues to fuel violence due in part to gangs recruiting primarily young people with the promise of wealth and notoriety. The only way to disrupt these events is to disrupt the lifestyle. People closest to gang members and drug dealers have the most power to make this change by coming forward and aiding the police in intervening. Sitting back and remaining quiet will not help end the cycle of violence, Sandberg said. If you or someone you care about is involved in the gang lifestyle, please contact End Gang Life at 604-897-6023 or Gang Intervention at cfseu.bc.ca. See also, business extortion letters linked to recent White Rock shooting. See also, police investigating suspicious death in Newton.